Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Carl's favorite country singer Morgan Wallen recently stirred controversy during his Saturday Night Live appearance by abruptly leaving the stage before the customary closing segment. He later posted on his Instagram story featuring a private jet with a caption says, "Get me to God's country," which meant many interpreted as a desire to leave New York
City. Get me out of New York City. I felt the same way the last time I was there.
Did you actually watch this, though?
I did not.
It wasn't as bad as people were making it
seem.
Was
it just unintentional? Was it intentional or unintentional?
I don't know.
He walked across the camera.
Okay, yeah, he did do that. I assume it wasn't just him being clueless. But it's not like she was saying bye and the credits were rolling. It's not like, you know, she's mid-sentence and he's
normally
just taking off.
They did hug. He hugged Mikey Madsen and then he left. Normally they hug the cast.
Maybe it was intentional. People made it such a bigger deal than it needed to be.
He had places to go and chairs to throw.
Well, the good news is, though, he's capitalizing on this.
Actually pretty funny.
He's launching a merchandise with the phrase, "Get me to God's country."
So, oh, nice.
If you want a t-shirt or a trucker hat, they start at about $45.
That's going to be a no.
I'll pass. Thank you.
Because he needs more money.
I mean, he's
to pay for the fees that he probably got fined from throwing the chair
at police officers.
Yeah.
Hey,
unintentionally at police officers. They just happen to be standing there.
Private jets aren't free. Somebody got to pay for them.
He did throw chairs off a third story.
As we all do at some point in our life, Carl.
Yeah, we've all been there.
He has a drinking problem.
Who hasn't thrown a chair off a third story building?
Derailed. Keanu Reeves is officially going to be returning to John Wick with John Wick Chapter 5. It was announced by Lionsgate. This development comes despite the ambiguous conclusion of John Wick 4.
Spoiler warnings. Hasn't he already killed everyone? Like, yeah. I love me some John Wick, but
they killed his dog.
It would be mathematically impossible to shoot that many bullets and have that many fired at you and to never get hit.
The first three chapters of John Wick take place in 1 week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're also doing an animated prequel, a spinoff with Donnie Yen's character Kane. And then if wanting your John Wick fix, you can see him in Ballerina, which is coming out on June 6th.
Is that Ana de Armas?
Ana de Armas.
Mm.
After being shelled by Warner Brothers in 2023, the live-action animated film Coyote vs. Acme has found a new life. Carl is excited.
Did I hear Sue go, ugh?
She did.
Sue. I mean, that cartoon just drove me bonkers.
Yes, but it's Wile E. Coyote suing Acme for everything that they've done.
Love
to
that.
It is.
I love that.
That's 2 minutes.
I have no clue what you guys are talking about.
You know what the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote?
Wile E. Coyote.
Okay, I know the Roadrunner.
So he ordered all of his rockets and all of his different things to catch the Roadrunner from a company called Acme, which was made up at the time. Now he's suing them for all of his failures. That's a great premise.
Pretty
Do you funny. Not see this glazed look she's got over here just like staring?
Sue and Kim are on the same page. Mark and I are on the same page.
It'd be like Joe Biden suing AutoPen, right? It's just something like this. It's a good premise. Go ahead.
It's going to get it was bought by Ketchup Entertainment for $50 million. They're going to play in a theatrical release next year. It's going to star John Cena and Will Forte, as well as Wile E. Coyote, as he sues Acme Corporation. So there you go. If you want to go see it, it's going to be out next year.
We'll eat a charcuterie board, Kim.
Sounds good to me.
Well, okay, so my daughter's in animation. She said that the animation community was very upset that this film's been finished for 2 years, and they're like, oh, we're not going to release it.
Because of a tax write-off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They did this with they finished three movies, and then they were like...
Like Batgirl.
Yeah, we're not going to release them. We'll take the tax write-off. Let's talk about it. Hooters of America has filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in U.S. bankruptcy court in Northern District of Texas. I mean, that's it. They're bankrupt. They're
not mad about this.
I'm going to get in a little bit of trouble for saying this.
Here we go.
But
their wings are really good.
No, they're chicken. That's got
nothing to do with it. Their standards have dropped. And I think for people that went there for the reason the restaurant was created, probably lost interest at some point. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I can. Really
what are you laughing
lines.
At me for?
Oh,
their standards dropped. And I think probably for that reason, maybe other restaurants like Twin Peaks are getting more business these days. I could be wrong about that.
Their standards dropped in people or in food?
Employees.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just being honest. I'm just saying.
They're non-fried food. Their chicken sandwich is actually pretty good.
The whole premise of Hooters and Twin Peaks just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Twin Peaks? I didn't even know that existed.
Oh, yeah.
There's one on Brentwood and Hanley.
They look like loggers.
What do their dads think? Like, my daughter just got a brand new job. Where? Hooters. Let me see your uniform. Do they watch their daughters dress in those little tank tops and short shorts and walk out the door and they're really proud?
I don't think there are very many 16-year-olds working there. Most of these people are adults, so I guess they're making their own decisions.
And working through college.
Doesn't mean that their dad doesn't know where they work and has thoughts on it.
While she's still living under my roof. I'm just saying. Just pointing that out. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.